Week 7, Day 4. Today's scripture, Acts 17, 16 through 31. Now, while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. So he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there. Some of the Epicurean and Stoic philosophers also conversed with him, and some said, "What does this babbler wish to say?" Others said, "He seems to be a preacher of foreign divinities," because he was preaching Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him to the Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting? For you bring some strange things to our ears. We wish to know, therefore, what these things mean." Now all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods and the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, 'For we are indeed his offspring.' Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. The times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." 1 Corinthians 9, 19-23. "For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." Individualization by Josh Fuhr. Something that amazes me about Paul is how well he knew his audience. He traveled all over the ancient world preaching to so many different people, but he didn't say the same thing every time. The message of Jesus was always the same. It's the same gospel for you and me today that it was for them 2,000 years ago. But Paul was clever in the way he crafted and packaged that message, depending on where he was. In our reading from day 2, Paul was speaking to mostly Jews in a synagogue, so he recapped the entire Torah, the story of the Jewish people, and showed them how God was pointing to the sacrifice of Jesus the entire time. However, when Paul was on Mars Hill speaking to the Greeks, he instead quotes Greek philosophers and uses the people's own logic and philosophy to prove that Jesus' way is the only way to the true God that the Greeks were desperately searching for. There's a trait on the StrengthsFinder personality test called individualization. Quote, "The individualization theme leads you to be intrigued by the unique qualities of each person. You are impatient with generalizations or types because you don't want to obscure what is special and distinct about each person. Instead, you focus on the differences between individuals." End quote. I've always loved this trait because it fights against stereotypes and recognizes that different approaches are more effective with different people. This is exactly what Paul is explaining in 1 Corinthians 9:22 when he says, "I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some." The gospel might be one size fits all, but Paul knew that he had to temper his personality, his biases, and his preconceptions in order to meet people where they're at and personally deliver the gospel in a way they could receive it. We see Jesus exemplifying this as well when we contrast the way he spoke to the disciples versus the Pharisees versus the Samaritan woman at the well versus Zacchaeus. I love these examples because they remind me that Jesus sees each of us as individuals and knows exactly what we need to hear. And it's a challenge to me to meet people where they're at, especially when dealing with unbelievers. It's so important to understand and empathize with other people, even in their brokenness, because that's what Jesus does for each of us. Even when I feel justified in judging others, Jesus wants me to have grace and compassion and not be hung up on my own rights and opinions. So maybe start thinking about that person in your life who you just don't understand because they think so differently from you. Try stepping into their shoes and hearing what Jesus would say to them. Question 1. Ask God to put someone on your heart whom you need help understanding. How can you begin to treat them with more empathy? Question 2. What rights can you give up for the sake of others? Is there anything standing in the way of your ministry that you wouldn't be willing to sacrifice? Question 3. Look at how you spend your extra time and money. Is there a way you can include others in those spaces and begin to show them Jesus' love? Daily prayer. Jesus, teach me to love people like you do. I am so grateful that you see each one of us in our brokenness and work to make us whole. Open my eyes to the potential in those around me and show me how to reach them for your kingdom. Amen.